virtually bankrupt fake Swedish-Chinese EV manufacturer Polestar in the news today, walking around with a veritable TP in its duds, metaphorically, overcharging a frank-and-spec Polestar 5 prototype from 10% to 80% in just 10 minutes. This is all thanks to a development from a little-known Israeli company that's never, in its 12 long years of operation, managed to commercialize a single one of its overhyped and purportedly new technologies. And the undignified way they've both carried on about this, riffing air guitar on the bed with no pants, you'd think the Lord Jesus himself had come to town again, finally. Only in Gothenburg this time, as opposed to Missouri, which is obviously where everyone was kind of expecting him. I'm Tom Logan from AutoExpert.com.au, new cars cheap, Australia only, website, card. For the record, I really don't hate EVs. Some of them are quite nice to drive. I'd never buy a Polestar, obviously, but EVs generally, when they're not lardy-assed abominations, are good for things like urban air quality and potentially also national energy security. They're smooth and quiet. If you've got that specific vehicle usage case, an EV could be a really good choice for you right now. Not for everyone, obviously, but hey, okay for some. What I hate in this domain is people who lie about EVs, organizations, pro-EV media outlets, and random zealot nut jobs who just ignore or misrepresent the facts about EVs, such as Polestar in this case. How we charged a Polestar in 10 minutes and why it'll change the EV landscape forever. That's outright misrepresentative at my most generous assessment. Like, come on. What they actually did was they charged from 10% to 80% battery capacity in 10 minutes. In other words, they did 70% of a charge in 10 minutes. Kind of the easy 70% too when you think about it. This is just a little over two-thirds of a charge, right? And when they finished allegedly charging in just 10 minutes, the battery was still kind of 20% empty. If that's charging a Polestar in just 10 minutes, okay. Imagine going to an old-timey filling station and uttering the time-honoured instruction, "Fill her up, mate." You've got, I don't know, a 60-litre tank, and the guy just stops at 48 litres after 10 excruciating minutes. You wouldn't stand for that. And that's exactly what they did. I'm not going to take up too much of your time here with this video, seeing as the sponsor today is me. I'm the sponsor. Work that out. If you're on the fence about EVs, dude, I would argue that you can take far more effective climate action at a fraction of the cost by installing rooftop solar and a backup battery. If you've already got the panels upstairs, right, you can just add a battery, which basically slashes your reliance on the coal-fired grid 24/7. It'll also deliver blackout protection if you set it up right, and it'll add value to your home as opposed to being an insurance nightmare and depreciation disaster like an EV. I've got great commercial partners for solar, right? They can walk you right through the process, give you all the options, leave you in charge to make the decisions. Essentially, they just make solar for home dead easy, and they manage the whole project from end to end. More details at autoexpert.com.au/solar, or you can click the card that's up there now. If you want to take effective climate action now and kiss those rising power bills goodbye in 2024, that's how you do it. In detail, Polestar claims. What we did this month is, I believe, a world first. For a standard vehicle without any novel cooling systems, we are looking at charging speeds I haven't seen anywhere else. We reached consistent speeds of 310 to 380 kilowatts. Jens Groot there, the battery systems chief engineer at Polestar. Let's say one day soon in electric utopia, three Polestar 5s with these brand new MagicStore.xfc silicon batteries. They pull up at a servo and they hook up for their 10-minute, two-thirds of a charge, recharge, top-up, whatever, okay? Let's say they're all sucking 350 to 360 kilowatts out of the grid contemporaneously. That's 1.1 million watts, like 1.1 megawatts. For sake. You might be asking yourself, how much electricity is that exactly in more relatable terms? So let's go there. Your house, if it is a single phase 230 volt AC grid connected home in Australia, it's rated to draw about 11 kilowatts out of the wires in the street, right? Absolutely maxed out. By the time it gets into the walls, 11 and a half kilowatts, something like that. That's roughly 50 amps. In practice, though, your joint would only occasionally draw more than half of that. So if you plug in three of these Polestars in the electric utopia of the future at a fast charging installation, you would need sufficient electricity supply at that charging location to run 100 houses flat out. As infrastructure challenges go, you don't have to scale this up very far until it's an unworkable national disaster, I'd suggest. Ultimately, there are like 15 million light vehicles on the road in this country. So that's probably in electric utopia, parallel dimension, whatever. That's probably about 45 million charging sessions per week in that electric utopia parallel universe. And I doubt we can shovel coal into the power plants fast enough to keep those lights on at, you know, 350 kilowatts a throw. Come on. This is a huge problem for EVs at scale generally, not just for Polestar's claim, right? Imagine a bank of 20 250 kilowatt fast chargers on some major motorway in Australia, about 300 k's out of a capital city. It's a peak holiday period, right? There's a queue. All these EV owners, they want a fast charge, right? They're waiting. That's 5 million watts, 5 megawatts. Basically the same as 500 houses all running flat out, or about 1,000 houses all operating pretty hard, but kind of normally. You never see Chris Bowen talking about this problem, do you? Like photos in front of a $250,000 ecological disaster all day long. I'm talking about the F-150 Lightning, which has just kind of come here. But not how we actually get electricity into them at scale, at speed. Go figure. This might be because he has a secret plan and he's saving it up for the election, or it might be that although the lights appear to be on, his, let's call them premises, are kind of unoccupied when it comes to appreciating the technical challenges. Now, who makes this XFC battery exactly? This XFC test by Polestar and StoreDot battery engineers was designed to demonstrate proof of concept for XFC battery technology that could be applied to future Polestar vehicles. Okay, so XFC stands for Extreme Fast Charging. I suppose it was the best they could come up with. Could be applied to future Polestars, unquote. If it's so fucking awesome, why aren't they balls deep in locking it in, okay? Guaranteeing that this is what you'll see in future Polestars from, I don't know, 2028 or something. I'm hearing crickets on that. And WTF is StoreDot anyway, dude? StoreDot is a developer of lithium-ion batteries for electric vehicles founded in 2012 by Doron Meyersoft, Simon Litzin and Gil Rosenman. It is based in Herzliya, Israel. The company was founded around developing peptide-based mobile phone displays and data storage. The company reported it was ready to commercially release these products, peptide-based displays by 2016, peptide-based batteries for mobile phones that fully charge in 30 seconds by 2016, germanium-based mobile phone batteries by 2019, electric car and aerial drone batteries that fully charge in 5 minutes by 2020, and scooter batteries that fully charge in under 5 minutes by 2021. None of the company's products were ever commercially released as of March 2022. That's a kind of consistent and, I would argue, distinctive track record of abject non-achievement of these bold claims. Those peptide displays, imagine that. Just right, therefore, for a hookup with Polestar. I'm surprised somewhat that Space Karen himself hasn't been involved the whole way through. Plus, it's really still just lithium-ion battery tech, dude. As you can clearly see from this page, from a store.pdf on the company's homepage today, they're using all the right tech buzzwords. They're using AI and nanomaterials, and they're talking it right up. But they've really just replaced some graphite in the electrolyte with a dab of silicon. It's still a lithium-ion battery. It's still using all the reprehensible heavy metals such as nickel, manganese, and cobalt. It's still going to last roughly 10 years max. StoreDot is claiming to target a durability of greater than 1,000 cycles, like claiming. That's two charges a week for about 10 years, about half the life, typically, of a combustion car. And as you can see from this graph, from the very same store.pdf, battery capacity degrades by about 15% over 1,000 charges. That's a claim, so your mileage might vary if they ever bring it to market. Imagine if your car gets to 10 years old and its 60-litre fuel tank only holds 48 litres now. There would be epic class actions right around the world, I'd argue. By eliminating charging times that were previously an obstacle, StoreDot's XFC battery cells, combined with our cutting-edge product development and battery engineering, have unlocked new frontiers for electric mobility. This technology will reshape consumer expectations and accelerate mass EV adoption by making EV ownership a seamless experience for the mass market. Thomas Ingenlath there with a straight face, bunging it on, total believer, 120% committed with the volume on 12. Hashtag respect. He's the holder of the Polestar Poison Chalice currently, which has got to be rather the grueling assignment, I'd suggest. And he's got kind of an interesting take too for prototype tech from a company such as StoreDot with such a solid track record of failing abjectly to bring any such thing to market ever, despite more than a decade of bold promises. I'd also suggest that they haven't actually eliminated charging times, have they? They've cut them by half-ish in a non-production prototype that nobody has committed to implementing at all. So we're looking at a rolling applied science experiment at best, lacking any kind of independent verification. No suggestion of seeing this in a showroom ever at this stage. And Polestar has such a great showroom at Chaddy in Melbourne too. It's right there, proudly next to the Dunnies. You should check it out, dude, if you ever need to, you know, go. This announcement, I'd suggest, is pretty much therefore all wonder bra and blah, 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 no boobies. No bold claim about actually rolling it out, none. But the way they're talking it up, You'd think the frickin' pearly gates had opened and it's time all of a sudden for us all to just rush in for the free booze and the weed and the pills and the orgy that never ends. It's got to be like that, don't you think, heaven? It can't just be harp music and endless clouds and wall-to-wall virtue signalling twats, because that would be hell. Freedom of religion, dude. You can have your heaven. I'm happy to have mine my way. These kinds of press releases appear simply designed to weaponize the confirmation bias of all those capital E, capital V evangelists out there. And thus, it seems to me, they threaten to shatter the frickin' epistemology of reality for anyone who's susceptible and didn't really pay that much attention at school. And this is the worst thing about communication of this nature, in my view. In other words, this is just a giant nothing burger of maybes pretending to be part of a solution that we don't actually have the infrastructure to implement, even if it did one day work. You are therefore looking at the award-winning recipe detailing exactly how the 21st century cake of electric bullshit gets baked.